RDD Enterprises presents Lone Wolf in Jerusalem by Ehud Diskin, performed by Asaf Cohen, Dahlia Salem, and Miri Mandel Diskin. Chapter 1. Kill the One Who Comes to Kill You. From the Talmud, Tractate Sanhedrin, 3rd to 5th century. Sergeant John Perry wrapped Sarah tightly in his arms once more, pressing his body to hers. The last thing he wanted this early in the morning was to relinquish the warmth of her embrace and step into the wintry darkness of Jerusalem. Had he known someone was lurking downstairs, waiting anxiously to snuff out his life, he surely would have stayed in bed. He reluctantly shrugged off the blanket and fumbled through the dark room for his clothes. After dressing, he put on his coat and then paused to touch the cold Webley 38 revolver heavy in his pocket, loaded and ready.
John, you're leaving already?
Sarah whispered in a voice hoarse with sleep.
I have to report to my post within the hour, he replied. I'll see you again next Tuesday night.
It was February 1946 in the Land of Israel, or Mandatory Palestine as it was called at the time. The League of Nations had granted Britain control over the historic Jewish homeland in the wake of the First World War. But Jerusalem was hardly a safe place for the British soldiers and police stationed in the ancient city, as the regime was frequently attacked by Jewish underground organizations. The darkness of night brought even more danger, especially in the quiet corners of the city. I waited downstairs in the exposed stairwell, wincing from the sting of the icy wind blowing in from the street, reminding myself that life isn't always fair. While Perry was feeling the soft curves of a woman against his body in the apartment above, I stood shivering and alone. But soon he would lie eternally cold, I thought, taking grim comfort in the fact. My plan to send Perry to the gates of hell did nothing to warm my own body, but it did warm my soul. Killing has never been my first choice, and I only resorted to it when I didn't see any other choice. Perry was one of those cases. An agent in the CID, the intelligence unit for the British Mandate, he identified Jewish underground activists for arrest or assassination by the British Army. He was in his late 20s, in excellent physical condition, talented, with a sharp mind, a real thorn in the side of the Jewish underground. It was essential to get rid of this guy for good. The rule of survival says, kill the one who comes to kill you. I planned to strangle him. I'd have preferred to use a gun, as I often had against the German soldiers I once fought as a partisan. But shooting him would wake the neighbors, not to mention leave unmistakable evidence that he'd been a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?